the byproduct of billions of years of production from the chemical smog factory in the upper atmosphere. The grains in Titan's dunes may literally fall from the sky. Like a rain of flash-frozen coffee grounds, they are swept by the wind into deep piles that cover 20% of the surface. And like a good coffee, these Titanian dunes are dark and rich.
The dunes represent a massive inventory of organic material, hundreds of times larger than all the coal, for example, on the Earth.
You're not likely to be hauling this alien coal home, but the liquid hydrocarbons lapping on Titanian shorelines could be very useful for the return trip.
There's more, let's call it fossil fuel type energy than we actually have known reserves on the Earth by a factor perhaps of 10 or even 100.
That's a lot of gas in anyone's language. But something even more valuable might be found among the storehouse of organic molecules. The answer to life, the universe, and everything.
How do you go from such simple material like carbon and hydrogen and oxygen and nitrogen to something which asks questions about where it came from? That's a huge leap. And on Titan, there's a real good possibility that some of those really difficult to understand intermediate stages actually occurred. It hasn't gone to completion, at least we don't think it has, although there are some people who think that if we go to one of Titan's lakes, we will discover Titanian bacteria that have figured out how to metabolize liquid methane.
Well, that's not a liquid that we on life forms on Earth like, but maybe a life form on Titan that grew up with liquid methane would be perfectly comfortable there and would look at shock at the thought that organisms would live in water. Oh my God, those things on Earth living in water. Pity those poor Earthlings. We live in liquid methane, much more pleasant.
Titan is the ultimate test for life in our solar system. If life exists under these alien conditions, then you might find it anywhere.